From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama has signed an executive order to help protect U.S. companies and government agencies from cyber attacks. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. As VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey tells us now, Mr. Obama's action Friday came after several high-profile cyber attacks against Sony Pictures Entertainment, Anthem Health Insurance, and other U.S.-based companies.
At a White House summit in California, Friday, Mr. Obama spoke to CEOs and consumer and privacy advocates and signed an executive order that lays out a framework for companies to share data about cyber threats to each other and to the government. He said the public and private sectors have a shared mission in combating cyber attacks.
So much of our computer networks and critical infrastructure are in the private sector, which means government cannot do this alone. But the fact is that the private sector can't do it alone either.
President Obama said both industry and government must work together as true partners, while also constantly evolving to deal with these new threats. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president called the shooting deaths of three Muslims near a college campus in the southern state of North Carolina brutal and outrageous murders. In a written statement, Mr. Obama said that no one in the United States of America should ever be targeted because of who they are, how they look, or how they worship. Two sisters and the husband of one of the women were murdered Tuesday at an apartment complex in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. A neighbor has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings. Police say they believe a dispute over a parking spot caused the deaths. This is VOA News. U.S. defense officials are sending conflicting messages about the western Iraqi town of al-Baghdadi as Islamic State rebels and Iraqi security forces battle for control. As VOA's Carla Babb reports, Islamic State militants attacked the massive al-Assad airbase near al-Baghdadi Friday, but Iraqi army forces repelled them.
Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby says Islamic State jihadists captured the western Iraqi town of al-Baghdadi, just 13 kilometers from the al-Assad base where U.S. troops are training Iraqi forces.
At this time, I think we still assess ISIL to be in control of al-Baghdadi.
But an official with the Combined Joint Task Force, which oversees the fight against the Islamic State, says al-Baghdadi is not under the militants' control. The official, who asked VOA not to release his name, says, quote, "Any report otherwise is wrong," and the Pentagon was, quote, "not updated." Admiral John Kirby asked reporters to keep the situation in perspective because al-Baghdadi is just one town. But control of the town would give Islamic State militants a close hub to potentially launch more attacks against the base. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Chadian officials say at least 12 people were killed when Boko Haram militants attacked the village of Ungumbua in Chad on Friday. The village chief was among those killed. Militants crossed Lake Chad in motorized boats early in the morning and set fire to parts of the village before being driven out by Chadian troops. Nigeria, Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and Benin have recently agreed to create a regional force of 8,700 troops to fight against Boko Haram. The United States says that Russia is sending large amounts of military supplies and equipment to pro-Russian fighters in eastern Ukraine, even as a deadline for a ceasefire draws near. Fighting continued to rage in eastern Ukraine on Friday between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists, especially around the strategically important town of Debaltseve. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in Washington that the United States condemned the military buildup ahead of Sunday's negotiated ceasefire.
All parties must show complete restraint in the run-up to the Sunday ceasefire, including an immediate halt to the Russian and separatist assault on Debaltseve and other Ukrainian towns. Clearly, the same options that have been on the table remain on the table.
Russia has denied sending troops or weapons across the border to aid in the fighting, which has killed at least 5,400 people. On Friday, Ukraine's military said 11 soldiers were killed and 40 others wounded in fighting around Debaltseve and other areas of eastern Ukraine, despite the ceasefire deal. And areas of the northeastern United States are bracing for another wintry blast that could dump up to another 60 centimeters of snow in New England. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.